Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Dopkin is here, too, because he's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, and the guy that, one of the guys that helps us understand how to do a better job of marketing. He wrote the book on that. One of them is called Uncommon Marketing Techniques, and the other one, the big one's called How to Market a Product for Under $500. He's one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust. Jeffrey Dopkin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. Jeffrey, what's the, as you know, and I'm going to say this again, and I've said it many times, I'm going to keep saying it until as long as it's true. Small business owners are just not all that good at marketing, are we?
No, and that's the big trouble. I mean, I see budgets for almost everything, for production, for office expense, but people don't really allow a budget for marketing. And when they have some money set aside for marketing, they're not really sure what to do. What is the most effective they could be for that money? And that's one of the demises of most small businesses.
But wait a minute, Jeff. I'm doing marketing. I've got the name of my company on the outfield fence of the local Little League field. I've got my business card is under the that decoupaged desktop at the Mexican restaurant. I've got my business card there. That's marketing, isn't it?
It is. To a degree, when you're successful, you can buy that Little League field post. But until that, you have to not only buy people to come in and buy your services, you have to get that at the lowest possible cost, but you also have to be able to track it. Because without tracking, you don't know where people are coming in from.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a storefront, you have you ask people. If you're a retailer, although I don't know why anybody would want to go into retail unless they wanted to spend most of their lives in a 20 by 40 foot space day after day, hope somebody comes in the door. But
Jeffrey, you like it when there's a retail store available to you.
I do.
Right?
Oh, I think it's great.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that. I can't wait for anything. I don't like my shirts to come back from the laundry after 2 days. You know, I'm a very instant gratification kind of guy. So, I like email. I like internet because it's instant.
You don't like email. You like instant messaging.
Yes.
Email's too slow for you.
But in marketing, what marketing is selling to a defined audience. And I think what you have to do is you have to define the target people that you're actually going after. Who am I going to reach that is most ready to buy right now? And that's the target market. The guy that's standing there with his hand up saying, holding money, saying, I'm ready. You know, that's the low-hanging fruit. And that's who you need to pick out first. Once you're profitable, you can experiment with getting more people and trying to reach more people to see who will buy.
And, one of the things that I think is a big failing that small business owners commit, I think, a crime they commit on themselves all the time, is even if they do, whether they spend money on marketing or not, they don't ask the people who are coming in their doors how they found out about them.
Yes, you got to ask.
It's a big mistake, isn't it?
There's a real easy way to do that. That is a huge mistake, and I see that over and over. And the best way to figure that out is to take a deck of 3x5 cards and leave it by the phone, or leave it by the cash register, and when anybody calls, the first question you ask is, how did you hear of our company?
Mm-hmm.
And you write that on that 3x5 card, and then you put the 3x5 card in a drawer. And after a couple of months, you look in that drawer, and you'll get a pretty good idea of where everybody heard of you. After 6 months, then you'll really know what's working and what's not as far as your marketing and where people are hearing from you.
And especially if you are spending money on radio or newspaper or magazines or the internet or something like that. You know, when you subscribe to my newsletter, we only ask you, all we ask you for, well, we must have your email address to, in order to send you the newsletter. But we didn't ask you, there is one little box that we ask you to do for us, and that's to put in that little box, a little text box, how did you find out about us? We really like for people to say, you know, I heard you on the radio, I read about it in a magazine, I saw your column in the paper, you know, I saw your name in the post office wall, whatever, however they found you, we'd like for people to tell us those things.
And what did you find, Jim? What's the most...
All across the board. And that's actually kind of good because that tells us that they're, you know, that people can find us a lot of different places.
Yes,
But the main thing is, it's not so much to me what they tell you, it's that you ask and they've told you something.
Yes. Well, it just shows you're an astute marketeer. Oh, hey, man, I knew that.
Well, but the thing is that my, I guess what I'm getting at is, it's not enough to spend money and to do marketing, and it's not enough for the people you spend the money with to do the marketing to give you back what their subscriber base is, what their listenership is, etc. You've got to do your part too, don't you?
You got to find out everything because that's the key to surviving into the next year. You know, you may have enough money to cover your survival for the first year, but after that, you've got to cut out all the wasted marketing and advertising expense, and that's all the stuff that's ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to do that is to track everything.
Now, you like to talk about a lot of different things, maybe some unusual different things, some things that the average small business owner doesn't think about in terms of finding new markets, don't you?
Yes, well, there's so many markets out there, and there's so many opportunities. But what I find when I go into a small business firm and do some consulting is they're not sure, what do I mean by marketing? I mean, marketing is like, I don't know, it's like if you were marketing something to for like a nursing bra, then you would only have to go to pregnant mothers. That's it. That's your entire market. If you're selling...
So why run, you know... Why not find what those ladies, where they go, what they read, what they see, spend your time focusing on that rather than shotgunning it across, you know, across the marketplace?
Right, because nobody's going to buy your product except a nursing mother. So you have avenues such as Mother Parenting Magazine and then Modern Baby Magazine. So there's some very specific places you can go with your ad.
Stand by. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Jeffrey Dopkin right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting here, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Dopkin. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog when you get there and check out all the other things, including both of my books are available from the website. Hope you'll check those out. And if you buy them from the website, we'll send you an autographed copy. And you know how much that makes that book worth. An extra 50 cents at least. Jeffrey Dopkin will autograph his books for you, too, if you order them from him. His books are Uncommon Marketing Techniques and How to Market a Product for Under $500. Jeffrey, tell us how we can get these books and how we can get that 50-cent autograph.
You can check out my website where I have about a third of one of my books posted, and that's Dopkin.com, Dobkin.com. And let's see, you can call me up. I'm at 866-AWESOME, 866-AWESOME.
No pretension there, right? Jeffrey, can they buy the books at Dopkin.com?
They can find out how much they are, and then they can fax me an order, or they can call me. I answer my own phone, except for today,
where I had
14 inches of snow out here in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys got some snow, didn't you?
Yeah, we got
Are the kids home today?
Yeah, we're all home.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jeff, we're talking about marketing, and we're talking about trying to focus your attention. Do you think that's the biggest mistake people make is they spend their marketing money in too much of a scattershot method rather than focusing?
I absolutely do. I think the biggest crusher of new businesses, the single biggest crusher, is not enough sales. And you can only attribute that to
sales
not good
cures
market.
All ills, doesn't
That's
it?
Right. That's right. So you got, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a company that said, we have too many sales and it's killing us. You know, it just, and we're going out of business. That just hasn't happened yet, but I've only been doing it for 25
you
years.
You actually can grow yourself out of business by getting upside down on your cash flow, but that's another issue. That's another management problem. But
yeah.
But you're exactly right. It's a high-class problem if you have too many sales, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish my clients had that. That's not. They get a lot of my clients get to me. I have two kinds of clients. One is the guy who doesn't know what to do, so he calls me because he says, "Well, you know what to do." So I direct him or do the campaign. The other guy says, "I know what to do, but I'm too busy making money." So I just do the stuff that he's too busy to do. So, but I think there's so many great avenues for marketing today. People say, "Oh, marketing is too hard." Well. But it isn't hard. It just takes a little time and effort. And there's some wonderful reference tools out there. I mean, if you're marketing through magazines, there's a couple of magazine directories that you can find in any library. Just go to the reference desk, ask for Bacon's directory of magazines or Burrell's directory of magazines. These wonderful tools. I'll tell you how easy they are. They have one page of instructions. Remember when you got your first VCR and it had like a whole book written?
Oh, yeah.
Hardbound thing, you know, 400 pages on how to work the VCR.
Mm-hmm.
The instructions for using the directories of magazines, one page. You can find all the magazines that go to your marketplace in about 10 minutes.
How do you recommend buying newspaper, for example, buying a newspaper ad?
Well, it depends. If you're going to buy classified ads, there are tremendous classified groups that will run statewide or in 500 papers or in 2,000 papers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that out. You can actually go on my website. I have written a program called the Intelligent Testing System. It talks about testing newspapers in classifieds. And you can buy through these groups. If you buy a single classified ad, it's expensive. But if you buy through, like, one of the newspaper state associations, you can buy a 25-word ad like here in Pennsylvania with a circulation of about 3 million for about $250.
Hmm.
So, and that is 80
to 90. You get in front of 3 million
people
for $250, huh?
Yeah, that's
circulation.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. And you can do that for any state.
One thing I think a lot of people don't realize is newspapers can actually, insert a flyer in neighborhoods.
Yes, a lot of them do that.
They can do that. What about radio? What are your recommendations for focusing on radio?
Radio is a little different. Well, let me say one more thing about newspapers.
All right.
Newspapers also, there are some discounters that sell newspapers remnant space. Remnant space is the space that they have left over right at the closing of the newspaper that will run your ad for 60, 70, 80% off of list price.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great deal. And there are some websites that offer that, and it goes out in a bidding process. So you can buy newspaper space on a last-second basis in a bidding price.
For remnants,
big discount.
Right. Mm-hmm. Quickly, I got 30 seconds. On radio, to me, just make sure that the audience that's listening to any particular radio station is the audience, and the stations know that, know which audience is listening, and make sure it's the audience that you're trying to reach.
Yeah, so when you purchase radio, a lot of people don't think that, oh, there's a big difference between stations and time zones. So you have to make sure that it's the right people, and also the time is right that you're...
Yeah, find the day part. Talk to them about day parts to make sure that the people you want to reach are listening at that time. Old folks, don't run your ads at midnight. Old folks like me, we're in bed, aren't we? Aren't we, Jeffrey?
Speak for yourself.
Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dobkin, Dobkin.com. That's his website, and I encourage you to check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.